It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Rocky Mountain National Park reopens this week, and businesses in Estes Park hope tourist spending returns too. Candace Moore owns Snowy Peaks Winery. She says she's lost about 80% of her usual business during the pandemic.
Until we actually get fully reopened where people can come in and do tastings and stuff, I don't expect us to get anywhere close to normal. If we can get ourselves back to 50% or 40% losses, that would be amazing.
The national park reopens Wednesday with a limit to the number of visitors allowed in at any one time. Colorado casinos are still closed with no word on when they can reopen. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Typically, casinos would pull in about $60 million in gambling revenue in April. This year, nothing. David Farahi runs Monarch Casino in Blackhawk, which is in Gilpin County, which is almost totally dependent on casinos.
Gilpin County, Colorado, was listed by the Wall Street Journal as the hardest hit county in America.
10,000 people in Colorado's gaming industry have been out of work for months. Casino tax revenue also helps support historic preservation in Colorado and state tourism advertising. Farahi says they've been designing social distancing protocols for if the state allows casinos to reopen, like allowing only dealers to touch cards and frequently washing slot machines. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Rural hospitals need more nurses, but recruiting and hiring them is expensive. A new apprenticeship from the Colorado Center for Nursing Excellence is filling the gap. CEO Ingrid Johnson says new nurses don't come out of school with all the experience they need to be successful in small communities.
What this does is gives those new nurses the opportunity to learn to be leaders and sharpen their skills as they head out into those communities.
The program provides education and training for the new graduates and pays for most or all of the bill for rural employers who need nursing staff. In Teller County, sheriff's deputies shot and wounded a man Friday night. The sheriff's office says two deputies stopped a man who matched the description of someone wanted for a felony. The man reportedly pointed a handgun at deputies, and they fired at him. The weather is mostly sunny with a chance for rain this afternoon around Denver and in the mountains. Temperatures are staying cool today and getting warmer through the week. 60s today around Denver and in Colorado Springs and in the 70s tomorrow. This is CPR News.